go. That's nice. And you appreciate that too, you know. I know I do. And I know you do too. Yeah. Well, your walk behind is with all the gears on it like mine. Last year I emptied out all the gas out of the snow thrower and thought I was doing the right thing. When winter came and I went to put gas in it and put the gas valve on and cranked it, pulled it, it wouldn't even kerchunk. It wouldn't do anything. Like, nothing there. Pulled spark plugs, see if I was getting spark, yeah, plenty of spark. Carburetor part, yeah, it was all stuck. Well, I ain't gonna do that again. So last year, I put stable in it. I just had regular gas in there, fresh regular gas in it. Filled it up and parked it in the shed, you know. And started it up, you know, before I put it away. And yeah, she's good to go for this year, and I want to use it. It'll ran for probably about a minute at that, and then shut down. So I thought, well, guess it doesn't matter whether you got gas in it or whether you didn't put gas in it. So, yep. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I usually spray the shovels down too with silicone spray, and I didn't do that, so when I went to shovel this morning, it's like, dang it! Didn't spray the shovels before I start scooping stuff. It started to get wet down below, you know. Like the concrete was warm, you know, and it was like sweating underneath. Unless it got rain last night and then it snowed, I couldn't tell you. I slept like a brick.
Macon, Genesee County.
Yeah, Wednesday is trash day in our neighborhood. So the recycle guy comes pretty late sometimes. It was just starting to get dark. He came through. So I went out to get the trash cans and bring them in, and it was raining. It was 32 degrees, and it was raining, just real light. And a couple hours later, about 7 o'clock, it was turning over to snow, so all that wet all turned to ice. I've got two or three weather apps on my phone. It was going off all last night. We had a squall warning, snow squall warning from 9 to 10. You couldn't see the houses across the street in my neighborhood. It was snowing so hard. A lot of warnings up around Midland. It was saying I-75, US 10, heavy snow at times. So I knew we were going to have some snow this morning. A lot of drifting. There's places in my driveway that are clear, and there's places that have 8 or 9 inches. So a lot of drifting. Yeah, we've all been there with the carburetors. I really messed up one time with my motorcycle. It was the year we moved here. We had so much work to do on the house. I moved my motorcycle over here and parked it, and it only had a half a tank of gas, and it has a metal tank. I always fill it up every fall so it's full to the top. And I didn't do that. I had a half a tank. And when I went to get it ready in the spring, the inside of the gas tank was all rusted. It's like, darn it. Had to buy a new gas tank. Wasn't expecting that. And they're not cheap. They're not cheap. And I've helped the neighbor lady in the fall. She just puts her lawnmower in the garage, half a tank of gas, full tank of gas, a little bit of gas. Every spring it won't start. I got to dump the old gas up. It's been sitting for 6 months, and I try to tell her, you know, run it out or give me a call. I'll come over and put some stable in it or whatever you want to do. And she always forgets. K8LDF, KV8RBP, where are you getting to be? Your signal's been pretty good today.
Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CM.
Yeah, I'm still out in the country road. I'm stuck in a long length of careful drivers. And I'm on eastbound on Midland Road, it's called. And, like FedEx semi and way up front, and probably about 10 cars in front of me. But that's about to change because I gotta take a side street here to get onto the main street that I usually take to get to work. I got those tires. But, yeah, I'm on my way to work, and like I say, I'm going to have to stop at McDonald's to get something to eat, because if I don't, it'll be hell to pay. They'll have to scrape me off the pavement at work. My phone was going off too, and I just getting all those warnings. I read a few of them, and I was working on an indoor project, and I just got tired of my phone kept going off, and I just, enough of that. It's got to be charged. I shut her down and plugged it in to charge overnight. So instead, my smartwatch kept going off instead. Oh, brother. Yeah, stupid curb breaker issues. Never know. And, you got motorcycle, you got metal tanks, you gotta fill them right up. I filled most of it up to the top, not quite to the top. So, I keep the bike pretty well covered. I've got a thin cover that I cover it with, and then got this really heavy-duty, almost like a canvas type, and I cover up the bike with that. And then I just plug in a battery tender in it, let it plug in all month, and then unplug it for about a month, and then the next month I'll plug it back in. I don't leave it continually charged. I'm afraid of it not really overcharging it, but I just always had better luck unplugging it for a month and then replugging it back in for a month, you know, since it doesn't get started. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, I'm finally on Wilder Road in Bay City.
Making Genesee County Radio great again.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to knock out the rest of this driveway, and I got to be at my desk in about 10 minutes, so... Have a good rest of your day. Enjoy your hot breakfast there, and I'll listen out for your final. 73 Chris, KAB8RVP.